You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Jeremy's wife's butt is back in the news.
Back in the news, like it's in the news all the time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she had her yearly dermatologist appointment yesterday, where you got to strip down naked and stand in that room, and somebody goes over your entire body with a microscope, you know, and it's very, very awkward. But it turns out she had to turn around, and they made her their way to her booty, and they discovered a little mole on her right butt cheek that looked a little funny, a little funky. So they went ahead and sliced that bad boy off. And the rest of the night, she was complaining about how her butt was sore and it felt funny. And I was laughing because she kept having to lean to the left.
Lean to the left.
To the left. To the left.
And it looked like she was passing gas, like, every couple seconds. She's like, it stings, it stings. I'm like, you got to go into work today, and people are going to be walking by your office thinking that you're farting like crazy because you're leaning to the left all the time.
This is where she could really use a stand-up desk, I guess.
I know. So anyway, this topic is going to lead to essentially, like, the whole in sickness and in health thing. Like, when you're with somebody and you have to help take care of them, because last night she was in the bathroom leaning over the sink and I was having to remove the bloody Band-Aid and put peroxide on her butt cheek and then the ointment and then a new Band-Aid. And I'm going to have to do this probably for the next week or so. And we just kind of had a little laugh standing there. It's like, well, this is, I guess, reason 634 as to why you get married. Yeah. So you can help, you know.
This is what you sign up for.
This is what you sign up for. And here I was, you know, putting ointment on Nick Neck's butt cheeks last night. So.
Well, it's funny, you know, because Gretchen had the same little procedure done, something on her butt, too, just a few months ago. But she wouldn't let me deal with that.
No.
I guess she didn't trust me.
I don't know.
So we're going to ask you, like, so Jeremy had to treat Nicole's arse.
Mm-hmm.
What have you had to do? Now, we are going to throw out a disclaimer. We are not looking for sad, tragic stories. These need to be kind of funny.
Right.
Humorous.
Yeah.
Lighthearted. Let's put it that way.
Upbeat, lighthearted. This isn't like deathbed stuff. I don't want to get into all that because obviously, you're going to take care of somebody. But here's Ron. Ron wrote in and said, my dudes. Hey, Ron. How's this for love? I had to empty a pus bag my wife had attached to her leg after some surgery after a car crash. That was fun dumping it into the toilet every day. She totally owes me. Love you, boys. And that's from Ron.
You know, that could turn into a nickname for you on this show.
Puss bag?
Puss bag.
Oh, God.
It's the Dom and Puss bag show.
God, I'd be dry heaving every day if I had to do that. But you know what? You do it for love, you know? She can't just lay there with a full puss bag. You got to dump that stuff.
Yeah, what are you going to do? You going to let her puss run over? You don't want to do that.
My puss runneth over.
Don't want to do that.
No, you got to get in there and dump it. So that's kind of what we're looking for.
Hi, Amanda. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
We're great.
Good.
So what did you do?
Well, my husband and I have been together for 18 years. So I got together when I was 17. So neither one of us knew what a hemorrhoid looked like.
Oh.
And I had to figure out what was on his butt.
Oh, no. He's like, can you come look at this?
Yep, pretty much.
So you had to get in there,
freaking out that he had something on his butt, and I had to come and look. And, yeah, that was definitely in sickness and in health there.
Gave it a little squeeze in between your thumb and your pointer finger there. Give it a little squeeze, a little poke. And
trying to figure out what in the world is on. Yep.
Did you take a picture of it and show him? Because that was Nick Neck's thing last night. She's like, can you take a picture and show me what it looks like? I'm like, no, I'm not doing that.
God.
Yes, and thankfully, like, the phones that we had when we were younger, they were really bad quality.
Right.
And they didn't save any kind of iCloud.
Can you imagine, like, flipping through your phone to show your friends a picture and then that's on there and like, whoa, never mind, don't look at that.
Yeah, you could get into his Facebook account and change his profile picture and make that his profile pic.
Mr. Hemorrhoid.
God. Amanda, go have a great day,
okay?
Killed
me.
Oh, God.
You too.
You're a good wife,
Thank
Amanda.
You for being on the show. We appreciate you. Here comes Dave. Hello, Dave. Good morning.
Good morning, boys.
Hey, buddy.
So what happened?
Hey, so it wasn't my spouse. It was my younger brother. We were teenagers, and he got in a horrible dirt biking accident and wrecked and broke both of his arms in the same crash.
Yeah.
So for about 3 to 5 months, we had to wipe his butt.
Yeah. Well, I mean, how else is he going to do it, honestly?
We've heard those stories.
All jokes aside.
Yeah, Dave, thank you.
Christy wrote in. She said she had a husband that broke his hands when a load of concrete blocks fell on him. She says, horrible, right? I had to do it all. Shave his face, open jars, bathroom things, feed him. She goes on to say when he finally had the casts and braces removed, he was bummed because he loved all the pampering.
Don't get used to it,
buddy. That was from Christy.
So along those lines, I'll just go ahead and do one of these, and we can hopefully get all these out of our system. Stacy says, when my husband broke both wrists, can you imagine?
Snap.
She goes, I had to help him with his cleaning and grooming while he had the casts on.
Yeah.
She says, he can never get mad at me again about anything. He will never be able to repay me for that. And that's probably true.
Yeah.
How do you repay someone for that?
Got to get in there and do it.
Here's Fletcher. Fletcher, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thanks, fellas.
So you love them. What did you do for them?
Well, we've been married 15 years. My wife broke her arm snowboarding, and I had to do everything. We're talking get her dressed, undressed, help in the bathroom. She didn't want to take a bath, so she wanted to take a shower, which means I was in the shower. And you're thinking, ooh la la. No,
it's not ooh la la.
It
just becomes like a chore, right? You're like, I don't want to wash you anymore.
That's so funny.
And then you get critiqued on how the job you're doing. Like, you're not doing it right.
You're like, sorry, I don't have a lot of experience washing other people's cracks and crevices, honey.
That's so good, Fletcher. No ooh la la for you.
You're a good husband, though. Thank you for doing that.
That's a great call. Thank you for being on the show, buddy.
Thanks for the laughs.
Sure thing, fellas. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
What a good guy. Ooh la la.
Nope. Here's Vivian. Vivian, good morning. What's the story?
Morning, boys. So I had abdominal surgery back in August, and I got really, really sick. And the only way the doctor would prescribe the medicine was through an enema to stop the sickness. And so I went into the bathroom but could not bend to give it to myself.
Yeah.
So I yelled for my husband, and he just said from the outside of the bathroom, am I about to get to know you in a whole new way? And I said, yes,
you are. Come here, helpy Helperton.
And you know what? In a whole new way.
Did he go ooh la la?
There was
Vivian?
No ooh la la.
No. Ooh la la, no.
Have a terrific day. Thank you for being on the show.
Good one, thanks. God. I'm going to need a little help here. A little help here.
I wondered if he was going to stand outside and like, I ain't doing that.
Not doing
I'm
it.
Sorry. Not just not going to do it. Here comes Rebecca. Rebecca, good morning. What's your story?
Good morning. I have a dearest friend, and she had a hysterectomy. So I went and stayed in the hospital overnight with her and helped care for her. And in the morning when she was allowed to shower, she was having some trouble and weakness of the shower. So I stripped down to my bra and underwear and jumped in there with her and got her all washed up. And we came out right off. You know, the nurses were in and out, giving us towels and helping us out. And we were dressed and getting comfortable. And all of a sudden her husband comes in and says, you know, good morning, my love. And the nurse's face dropped, looking at me and looking at the husband and looking at me and looking at the husband. And I had to tell her, I'm just a best friend.
I'm a bestie. I'm a bestie.
It's not that relationship.
So like, what
that is
a
so good
best friend you are. I'm thinking
really
about
are.
My best friend right now. I'm like, there's no way in hell
yeah,
I'd get in the shower with him.
You might have just won Friend of the Year Award,
she
I think.
Owes you so
no,
much.
No, you know what? You don't owe anyone. If you love him, you don't owe him at all.
You're right.
But she
You're
did
right.
come and help me out. I had breast cancer and a bilateral mastectomy, and you have all these weird tubes and goo, and it was so demoralizing.
Yeah.
And she came and made it funny and laughed. And, you know, my husband cared for me the entire time. But just having that other person also who, you know, loves you. And
yeah.
You guys are going to be friends forever.
You know, Rebecca, that is a great story. And you
so
know
good.
What? I'm so glad you've got a friend like that, because I guarantee you, I don't have a friend like that.
Right?
I have no friends who would be like, yeah, I'll help you with that.
I've always said my friend Surat, who's my best friend, would like take a bullet for me, but I don't know if he would shower with me.
He wouldn't do that. Like my buddy Milo, he'd be like,
get in here. Hey, get in here.
You know what Milo would say to me? Hey, Dom, you're going to die.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Wash yourself.
Time for one more, and then we'll read one or two more. Tracy, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
Well, this is a funny story with my youngest son, who's now in his 30s. It was kind of like the CSI shows when they say there could be a second bullet, you know. It was, you're going to need to check for a second bean. Now, I'm not kidding you. My son went to preschool, and he had had a runny nose for a few days, and I kept trying to figure out what it was because it didn't seem like a cold. And I said, really blow your nose. And out came a kidney bean that had a root on it.
Oh, no, it was growing in his nose.
Yes. And I said, what is this? And he said, well, I was at preschool, and I found one on the playground, and I stuffed it up my nose and thought, I wonder, obviously, you know, what'll happen.
That's the obvious thing to do, right?
That's just where they go, Tracy.
Oh, my goodness. When you're 3 years old or 4 years old, I took him to the pediatrician immediately, and the pediatrician said, you're going to have to keep watching. I think there could be a second bean.
Get your fingers up in there, Tracy.
Tracy, we got to run. There. Thank you for the call. Huh. It's like the second gunman on the grassy knoll or something. You know, there's a
but
second
different.
Bean. God. Let me bring it home with this note from Paul, and I'll just give people a warning. This one's kind of foul, but at the same time, Paul says, my wife is really sick when she borrowed my truck about a year ago and proceeded to sort of lose control of her bodily functions when she was only about a block from the house. Mm-hmm. She made it that close before all hell broke loose.
No, no.
He says, anyway, she immediately went straight to bed for 2 full days, which meant I had to clean up the truck.
Yep.
It literally made me sick, and I had to step out to the lawn and puke a couple of times.
Oh, Lord, no. Oh, Lord, no.